RNZ Pacific, Osam Wanam e Orai, Taimara Tuile Epitela with a bulletin of news. The Vanuatu government has launched a global campaign to seek a climate change advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice. The court's previous advisory opinions have been instrumental in establishing international laws, such as the right to self-determination, prevention of genocide and nuclear disarmament. Vanuatu says current levels of action and support for vulnerable developing countries are insufficient. It wants the International Court of Justice to clarify the responsibilities for climate change under international law. Although not binding, a climate change advisory opinion from the court would add great legal weight to the increasing amount of climate litigation happening globally. Over 19,000 COVID-19 shots were administered during Samoa's two-day vaccination campaign, but it's below what officials had hoped to achieve. The Director General of Health, Leosa Dr. Take Nasiri, says preliminary figures indicate that 12,228 received their first dose and 7,339 are now fully immunised with their second dose. Leosa says this means that 93.3% of the eligible population have had their first dose, but only 46.6% have been fully vaccinated. Health officials are hoping to achieve 90% herd immunity for the country. Nauru's president has used his speech at the UN General Assembly to advocate for deep sea mining. Nauru recently invoked a rule at the International Seabed Authority to allow seabed mining to commence within 2 years in its waters. While environmentalists have criticised the move, Lionel Angumea told the Assembly the fledgling sector is a vital component in the fight against climate change.
Accessing these polymetallic nodule resources is critical to building the clean energy transitions we need and towards a circular economy. These polymetallic nodules are needed to transform big and small countries' energy systems and support our fight against the climate crisis.
Lionel Angumea said Nauru would work with ISA members to develop environmental regulations to ensure seabed mining is conducted safely and responsibly. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama has said his country has banned deep-sea mining in its waters. It's a step further than the Fiji government's previous call for a moratorium on seabed mining activities. There's great interest among advocates of the fledgling sector in the polymetallic nodules found on parts of the deepest seabed in the Pacific. While several Pacific countries have granted exploration licenses, Mr. Bainimarama outlined Fiji's position at the New Deal for Nature conference in New York.
Humanity is not above nature. We are a part of it. And the arrogance of thinking otherwise is costing us dearly. Fiji is committed to the 100% sustainable management of the ocean, with 30% declared as marine protected areas. We have banned deep seabed mining in Fijian waters.
Mr. Bainimarama is due to speak at the UN General Assembly this weekend. In Fiji, 93 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in the community. This takes the total number of cases to about 13,000. The government also confirmed one death in the last 24 hours. A 73-year-old Suva woman died at home on September the 22nd. The death toll now stands at 584, with 582 of them from the latest outbreak that began in April this year. Fiji's Health Minister, Dr. Efuremi Wanganaimbete, says over 400 COVID patients have died, but their deaths were caused by pre-existing medical conditions and not COVID-19.
This is discussed between the physicians, the doctors, the specialists from the certain areas, including bringing out the medical records. So they then sit down with a medical history that's at present, they discuss the history, and then they make the decision whether the person died from COVID or died with COVID.
There are 111 severe COVID-19 patients in hospital, 12 in critical condition. An Indonesian soldier has been killed in a gunfire exchange with the West Papua Liberation Army. Fighting broke out after insurgents opened fire on soldiers guarding the airport of the Bintang Mountains Regency of Papua Province. It's the same area where an attack on a school and health clinic last week left the facilities destroyed by fire. Several health workers fled the attack, with one reportedly dying as a result. Police have blamed separatist fighters for the attack, but the Liberation Army has blamed Indonesian security forces for targeting the clinic and classroom. The Liberation Army on Thursday released photos of a missing health worker who it said was found lost in the jungle. A Chinese cell phone maker is rejecting claims its devices censor content that China does not like. Lithuania's defense ministry has claimed Xiaomi phones have a feature used to censor terms to do with Taiwan, Tibet or democracy. New Zealand's government's Communication Security Bureau says it's aware of the international reports. Xiaomi is one of the world's largest phone makers. A spokesperson told RNZ its devices do not censor communications to or from users. They say it has never and will never restrict or block any of the personal behaviours of smartphone users. Cook Islands businesses are finding New Zealand's second round of lockdown much harder. Tourism makes up at least 65% of the island's GDP, and some businesses aren't sure they can make it till November if the travel bubble even opens by then. President of the Tourism Council and hotel owner Liana Scott says the Cook Islands government hasn't provided as much financial support to businesses compared to last year.
The restaurants eerily quiet. It's actually really tough, and I don't know why, but it seems tougher this time than last time. Pretty diabolical, and it's quite a scary, unknown future here in the Cooks for businesses.
She says there's a sense of urgency in getting tourists back in Rarotonga. Work to bring home remaining stranded students in Solomon Islands Nationals in the Philippines is ongoing. This was confirmed by James Bosamata, Solomon's Deputy Secretary for Ministry of Education and Human Resources Department, in a radio talkback show. Mr. Bosamata says the work is spearheaded by the COVID-19 National Oversight Committee. He says a repatriation date for the students is yet to be decided upon. The California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a $21.4 billion package that will fund programs to tackle drought and climate change in the state after a devastating wildfire season. Mr. Newsom signed 24 bills focused on climate and clean energy efforts, droughts and wildfire preparedness.
It's an unprecedented investment by any state in U.S. history to address the issue of climate resiliency, not just to climate-proof, but to future-proof California, to make us more resilient, make us more capable of addressing these extremes.
The package's largest portion, $7.4 billion, will go towards funding for emergency drought relief projects and expanding California's water supplies. In sport, the new head coach of the Fijian Undrua, Mick Byrne, says their inaugural season in the 2022 Super Rugby Pacific is about making sure players can express what they're naturally gifted in. The former All Blacks and Wallabies skills coach was appointed the role on a two-year term yesterday. Byrne says the style of rugby Fijians play is key to how they perform in 2022.
Our expectation is to play exciting rugby and look at our team expressing themselves and performing well.
The Fijian Undrua will be based in Australia for its inaugural season and are scheduled to arrive mid-October. Further coaching appointments will be announced in coming weeks. The New Zealand Warriors are doing their bit to boot COVID-19. The club has teamed up with Vodafone to encourage New Zealanders to get vaccinated, with a focus on their Māori and Pacifica fan base. For the last two seasons, COVID-19 has trapped the Warriors in Australia. Warriors General Manager for Commercial, Glenn Gritchley, says that the more people vaccinated, the sooner the boys can be playing in Aotearoa, New Zealand again.
Yeah, it's all towards a common goal to open up the country and for us specifically is to open up the country to get back home.
Glenn Critchley says a high proportion of fans fit within the targeted demographic for vaccinations, and the Warriors want to play their part to support the Get Vaccinated New Zealand message. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.